Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, Jesus Said, Sin Will Cool the Love of God. Very interesting title. I tell you, I don't know how we get the title for these messages, but God, He will use us in many ways, and we just give Him all the glory. We thank you for joining us today on Bible Book Club. We are reading the Bible in 1 year. We started again in January 1st, and we will end in December 31st. It is exciting to read the Word of God. Why? Because the Word of God has power. It is a sword that we can use every day if we have the Word of God in our heart. And I was listening to his wife yesterday, and they were talking about how the people, the priests, or the fathers in the home, they were commanded by God when He gave them the Ten Commandments and the Bible, Moses, the Bible. He told them that they were to write the Bible out. The men had to write the Bible out. Can you imagine? At that time, it was probably the Old Testament that Moses received, and they were supposed to write it out, every man. And when they finished writing it with their own hand, they were to study it and also share it with their children, and their children were to do the same. They were supposed to write it out and then read it and then share it. Isn't that God great? All of us have a responsibility to read the Bible. Why? It's a sword. It's our weapon. It gives us life. And when we don't know the Word of God, we can fall into many errors. The Word of God will keep us from falling into sin. The Word of God will teach us. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will be our comforter, and He will tell us, He will remind us about the Word of God. And the Bible says that in the last days, we will not only have the Bible, but He will write out His laws on our hearts. And that's what I see. When you remember the scripture, and you don't know where it is, but you know the scripture, that is God writing that scripture on your heart, that you will never forget it. That maybe if you don't read the Bible, you have to share it and you have your Bible, you still have the Word of God inside of you. I encourage you to read the Bible with us. Many Christians do not know the Bible. They don't know any scriptures. They don't know what God is saying. They can't tell when God is speaking. And they don't know the difference between right and wrong. And so we need to read the Word of God. Let me read it. Matthew 24. Jesus is talking. And leaving the temple grounds, His disciples came along and wanted to take Him on a tour of the various temple buildings. But He told them, all these buildings will be knocked down and not one stone will be left on top of the other. When will this happen? The disciples asked him later, and he sat on the slope of Mount Olives. What event will signal your return and the end of the world? Now, where was Jesus talking? On the Temple Mount, where the temple is going to be rebuilt. He was sitting there with his disciples, and he said, you see how beautiful this is, this temple and some the scenery and all of that. He said, one day all of these buildings are going to be torn down. And it came to pass. They tore it down twice. What events will signal your return and the end of the world? And Jesus told them, don't let anyone fool you. For many people will come claiming to be the Messiah and lead many people away, astray. And when you hear of wars, this signal my return. These must come, but the end is not yet. The nations and the kingdoms of the earth will rise up against each other. There will be famines and earthquakes in many places. But all of this will be only the beginning of the horrors to come. Then you will be tortured and killed and hated all over the world because you are mine. And many of you shall fall back into sin and betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and lead many astray. Sin will be rampant everywhere and will prove the love of many. But those enduring to the end shall be. Said a whole lot in just that little bit of scripture. He said that many things are going to happen in these days. Nations are going to be against nations. There's going to be wars, famines, earthquakes. Does that look familiar in our culture right now? But he said that's only the beginning. You people will be tortured, killed, and hated all over the world because you are Christian or because you're Jewish, falling back into sin and in hatred. And so that's the culture of our country right now, of our world. Many false prophets will come. All of this is just relevant to what you're seeing today. But those who endure to the end shall be saved. Does that mean we will be saved in this life or in the next life or both? It will be a combination. Maybe some will escape the war, the pestilence, everything. But being saved is a personal thing. Everyone who puts their trust in God will be saved. That's the Bible says. They sin will be rampant everywhere. Do you sin? Do you see sin being rampant everywhere? And even the Christians are cooling off their own salvation. Sin is an enemy of the cross. Sin entered from one person, and it infiltrated the whole human race. Sin is an enemy, and that's why Jesus came. He came to destroy the enemy, destroy sin in our life. And how does he do that? By his own blood. Only Jesus' blood can remove our sin, turn our life. We sing about the blood of Jesus. How precious is the blood of Jesus. It's not just a song. It is what God did for us. He knew human beings cannot remove our own sin. Even the most righteous person in the world still has sin in their heart. How do we know? Because it's in our heart. The Bible says his heart is so desperately wicked. Even the most righteous person, their heart is wicked. Even the pastor, his heart is wicked. The things in his heart is what makes us sin. Sin is the action of what's going on in our heart. But envy, strife, argument, killing, murder, all of that is desire to do that is in our heart. And that provokes us to act out on it. Something keeps telling people, oh, you should go and kill 10 people. Oh, you should join this, whatever. But only the blood of Jesus can remove our sins and give us eternal life. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. What does that mean? Anybody who sins, they deserve to die. That's what it's saying. The wages of sin is death. Why? Because we have sin in our heart and we act out on it. And if you want to know what we act out on, just read the Ten Commandments. That is fulfilled all in the Word of God. It's fulfilled. It's everywhere. You can go on the internet and see what the Ten Commandments are. I'll give you an example. Thou shalt not lie. Never lie. Thou shalt not kill. Some people have killed. Some people have, thou shalt obey your parents. Have you disobeyed your parents? I did. That makes me a sinner. Did I lie? Yes, I did lie once when I had to. And, you know, we are all sinners. I'm including myself. Because even though I know Jesus, we can fall. We can do what the enemy tries to provoke us to do. But we can also be clean by the blood of Jesus. He has removed the stain of our sins. And he is the one, through his blood, he gave us eternal life. It's about what Jesus did for us. Lord, Father God, we ask you to bless us, Father God. Let us know your will, Father God, your perfect will. Let us know your commandments, Father God, and adhere to it. And teach other people how to do the same. Help us, Lord. We need you, Father God. We need you to come into our lives. Save us, Father God. Deliver us from all evil. In Jesus' name, amen.